Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. Welcome back. Thank you for the text messages coming in. 800-905-0989. That's the way you can message the show. And happy pre-Thanksgiving to you, Roger Davis.
And happy PT to you as well, sir.
we have to save the time. We have to say PT. Right. Wait, pre-thanks, PTG? Yeah. Is that what you said?
I guess that would be
pre-Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
El Día de Gracias. Yes.
You know, right before the break, I was discussing how the current number one Christian artist is a AI interpretation of a song.
Well, sure.
It's kind of sad. I mean, country music went through the same thing. The top country trending artist also was artificial intelligence. I think people are curious just how the technology has evolved, so they want to hear what it sounds like. Are you curious what a AI song sounds like that's topping the charts?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of mechanical music of any kind, especially all the bumpers and intercept type music everybody's using, but sure, let's give it a spin.
Okay. Let me put it this way. My hope is that it's looked at for entertainment purposes and curiosity purposes, and the fad of it topping the charts is a short-lived one, only once people become less curious about it, because, I've heard that before, they lose interest in it as a way of trying to drive it as a substitution for people, as opposed to something to play around with.
We can hope.
This is Solomon Ray. He's the one, it's the AI.
Yeah.
This is the person that put this together. I don't know who the person is that actually ran this through and made the song, but it's part of an album called A Soulful Christmas, and this is their rendition of Silent Night. Let's listen to some of that.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
That's eerie.
It's good. When you listen to it, you don't pick up that it's a computer, do you?
Not at all. And do you remember, of course you don't remember, Sam Cooke from the 60s, I'm thinking of.
Sure.
You do? Okay.
I know who Sam Cooke is.
Voice quality there. Yeah, it's like almost maybe they sampled his voice for this thing. Who knows? Very similar to Sam Cooke.
Suno or some of these other websites that create the music would say, no, we don't sample. This is all original.
It's generative.
I mean, we're maybe influenced, but no, we would never steal anything. But you know that they train their computers based on other musicians.
AI has to learn something first before it can start teaching itself and the other algorithms, sure.
Well, let's put it this way. They didn't go to the bars listening to karaoke versions to train these computers now, did they?
Probably not.
Not at all.
Well, that's another. That's a whole other point. So much for karaoke.
So you go to karaoke, and back, I don't know if they still handle it the same way, but karaoke back in my day is you would go up and look through a binder, you'd find a song, you give the number to the person, they would play the song, and you go up and sing it with the lyrics. And now, do you think karaoke is, oh, go ahead and tell the computer what you want to hear, and we'll play it for you.
Or just, you know, take your little Dell Latitude up and plug it into the house PA system and, you know, hit the play button.
Yeah. Another thing that's going on is, did you see the controversy that happened in Texas, the World's Strongest Woman competition, where it was a man that won it?
No, controversy surrounding that. Somehow, mercifully, I missed that one.
I would give a lot of credit to this organization, World's Strongest Woman Competition, happening in Arlington, Texas.
Yep.
And they showed a video of the winner. In the video posted by Andrea Thompson, the woman who finished second, right behind the biological male, Jamie Booker. And it shows, it's kind of like, okay, they have the podium, you have first, second, third place. And the biological male is standing in first place, you know, and waving and cheering. And then the second place, Booker, Andrea Thompson is the second place.
Yeah.
She's looking at it like, I can't believe, are you seeing this? I can't believe this. So she stands there with her second place trophy and then, you know, walks off the podium.
In a huff.
So there is a statement that came out from the people that put on this competition. And it said, we were notified of the controversy surrounding one of the Iron Apes athletes in their performance at the official Strongman Games. Upon further investigation, we have reason to believe that Jamie Booker misrepresented critical information to the officials and judges, resulting in an unfair advantage over the other competitors in the women's open class. Effective immediately, Jamie Booker has been removed from the roster and no longer affiliated with our brand in any way.
Wow. Boy, if I had a buck for all of the 180s and bombshells that followed the phrase upon further investigation, I wouldn't care anything about the Powerball, Troy.
So the competitions, the official Strongman World Competition, Strongwoman, they want to have, and the organization's disqualified her, him, the biological male, disqualified him, stripped him of stolen titles from the past after this information was made.
Wow.
They moved pretty quick to change this. And even in Texas, their Attorney General Ken Paxton wants to investigate. How did this happen? Good for them. I mean, this is the right course. And can I tell you what disappoints me most about this story?
Tell me.
Whenever there's stories like this, and I'm just going to be honest when I say this, I work with a lot of people that are pretty liberal. And when stories like this hit, let's say, on the screen, like, oh, the news flash, or it becomes a news article, or AP drops a story on it, or whatever it is, and these stories come out, you would think that they would take this up and they would start, you know, oh, did you see this story? They would talk about this in the exact opposite the way I would look at this story. They would basically say, look at all these hateful people that forced this woman off the stage because, you know, as she identifies as a woman, then thus she is.
Yeah.
And they're offended by the people that look at this and say there was a wrong here that needed to be corrected.
Yeah.
So that the thing that I take from this is, if you look at this and say a biological male competing in a powerlifting competition with women, and the biological male wins, and you look at that as wrong, then you're the one that's looked at as wrong by other people. I just don't get it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking it is the physical competition version of the AI revolution. And we're probably about as much we can do about it as the other one.
Is that right? Oh, boy. Well, I think there might be a better chance of reversing the tide on biological males competing in female sports, mostly because a lot of other countries are putting up with this, too. It's just the United States, for some reason, having some issues of catching up. In that sense. Well, that is a story that, you know, maybe the internet got it right there when they pointed out this ain't right. And then immediately the competition and the sponsor said, you know what? They're right. This isn't right.
you got a point there. Yeah.
You might have a point that this woman that was competing in a women's class against a man, maybe she should be the winner, not the man.
Upon further investigation. I love it. Okay.
Oh, Roger Davis, so fun to work with you on this pre-Thanksgiving, or PTG, as you call it for short.
Happy PTG, everyone. Yeah.
You're listening to The Tara Show. I'll read some of your messages coming up on the text line at 800-905-0989. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker. You're listening to WORD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy to be with you this morning. Very happy to be with you this morning. And by the way, we're going to talk to Dr. Jonathan Thorpe in the next segment, about 10, 15 minutes from now. He's an expert on relationships. And, you know, talking about AI and the spirit of AI, there's apps and services that recreates loved ones who have died in order to comfort you so you can have conversations with them again. I find that to be so unhealthy. We're going to talk to him about that. And really, is it unhealthy? If it is unhealthy, then what does that do to your brain? How does that mess with it? We're going to have that coming up here. And it's kind of sad, you know, especially around the holidays. It's Thanksgiving, and people think about, oh, when I was younger, oh, I miss so-and-so. Oh, I wish they were here for this. And I think about that, too. I think about that with my mom, who's passed. And wouldn't that be great if she could see how the kids are doing now? Oh, wouldn't that be great? But, man, to think, okay, I'm going to tell an AI app these things and let it pretend to be my mom is so unhealthy. So we'll have a conversation about that coming up. A few things I wanted to get to and a few bits of audio I wanted to play. Oh, and some text messages. Let's get to those first. One person said, Ryan had surgery yesterday, so we'll be out of work for a few. Sucks to be one-handed during Thanksgiving. Hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving. That's from Roger. Thank you for that. One person said, Michael Medved, radio host, had the best Thanksgiving show. So if I remember correctly, and I think I read his book, is that Divine Providence book? Is that Michael Medved, where he talks about all the things that need to happen in order for the United States to become its own country? And it's just the hand of God was working all the way through it. And what a Thanksgiving story that is. Michael Medved, you're right. He's a fantastic broadcaster and worth mentioning there. And when I had to get that book from the library, by the way, I had to be put on a waiting list. It's because the book, one, is not that popular, but two, if they only have one copy in the entire library system that you subscribe to, there may be a waiting list for it. And there was. One person said the AI music doesn't sound real at all. Sounds pretty generic. AI generated books are hot garbage. Another person texted. One person said this song is soulless. Remember that Satan comes disguised as an angel of light. Another person said, going back to the strong woman competition, the judges that allowed him to compete in the woman strong competition should be fired. That's interesting. I don't know if the judges have anything to do with it. The judges may look at that and say, something's off here. Something's not adding up. But if they're competing, maybe the judges think, well, I guess it checks out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she just looks like a guy. But really, if it's a male, and it has to do with the competition itself and the people that would allow them to compete, those are the ones where it needs to stop. Stop it. One person said, I certainly wouldn't buy it. Oh, this is referring to the music. Says, I do not like music that tortures the originals or cannot find a way to manage to carry an original tune. By the way, I'm 76 and sort of set in my ways. Ain't that right? I would say, too, you don't have to be 76 to be set in your ways. You can. I'm 42 and I'm set in my ways. Okay, probably not as much as you. We'll put it that way. But when I say I'm setting my ways, I mean, I know what I believe in and I know what's right and wrong. So I'm not going to all of a sudden say, well, whatever. And I'll just allow you to be right here because that's just the way things are in a modern world. No, I don't think so. I don't subscribe to things I don't believe in. Let me put it that way. One person said, my dad passed last year. I have a video of him talking and I can't make myself listen to it. I can hear his voice in my head already. It's hard to explain. I know what you mean. When I was younger, I was talking to a coworker of mine, and he was talking about what it was like losing a mom because he lost a mom when he was, you know, younger. And he said, after time, you forget what their voice sounds like. And that really stood with me. So when I talk to other people, I'll say, do you remember their voice? And every single time that people say, yes, of course I remember their voice. So I thought, okay, maybe I won't forget her voice. Thank goodness. Maybe it was just a him problem. That brought me just a tiny bit of comfort. Weird to say that, but it did. Got a couple of clips I wanted to play. And thank you for all the text messages that are coming in. So we played some of the clips earlier about Donald Trump pardoning turkeys. Those were pretty fun. We might have to play some more in the next hour because I just enjoyed those clips so much. How about this? There was a moment on CNN. We only have about a minute here, but there's a moment on CNN where Representative Swalwell, who's running for governor now, was asked, who's the leader of the Democratic Party? Can we play that clip number two real quick?
Well, who's the leader? Well, I don't know. Is it? No, it's not sure. Well, maybe it's just, no, I don't believe that. Well, there can't be one.
We're not going to have a leader until we have a presidential nominee.
Who do you think is the leader of the Democratic Party?
It's the Avengers right now, right? You've got Jasmine Crockett coming to California, helping us elevate the vote to pass Prop 50. Ruben Gallego is, you know, going to Iowa and New Hampshire as a Marine, Latino, first in his family to go to college. There's a bunch of us who are stepping up, but we all understand, you know, the assignment, and that is to bring down prices, period.
Is that the dumbest thing you've heard all day? And I know it's still early, but you have Representative Swalwell said, who's the leader of the Democratic Party? And we're like the Avengers. We're a group, a super group, a superhero group trying to save this country. Are you kidding me? the Avengers? All right, buddy. Pump the brakes there. I don't think too many people look at the names you were given there and say, yes, that is the best you can put together when it comes to politicians. Dr. Jonathan Thorpe, he's an expert on relationships, but I want to talk to him about maybe the psychological side of what some of these apps and AI are doing to recreate loved ones who have passed. It's a tough one, but being that it is Thanksgiving, I know you're going to be thinking about loved ones in your own life. Is this healthy? That's a good question. We're going to talk to him about it. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on WORD. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's kind of an interesting topic around Thanksgiving, because when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about getting together with family, and you may think about, oh, what it was like when you were younger. Oh, remember so-and-so? Oh, I wish she was around. I wish he was around. Oh, it's been so long. I haven't thought about them. Oh, I miss them. And it's a tough thing as a human to grieve a family member who has died, especially around a holiday, Thanksgiving being a tougher one. So since we're talking about AI and some of the different applications of it, it's not just music. There's different apps and companies that will use a photograph of a loved one who has passed, and then they will use it as a way for you to communicate with that loved one. They will generate answers and as if you're FaceTiming with them through this app. And I saw this and I thought, this is just so unhealthy. I want to talk to someone about it. And joining us now is Dr. Jonathan Thorpe. He's an expert on relationships. You can find him online. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Brian, my pleasure. Good morning. How are you?
It is a tough time for a lot of people. You know, they think about, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, my mom was still here, my dad was still here, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, whoever it may be, sometimes brother, sister, or even kids. That makes it even more complicated and hurt. But when you look at the grieving process that people need to go through, I'm thinking we're taking a step back when we start involving technology into the conversation, when we're using this type of new technology in order to stunt or delay or even put off completely the grieving process.
Yeah, I think so. You know, at Quantum Connections, we help coach and equip people to get more out of personal and professional relationships. So a technology like this certainly gets our attention. And paying attention to it, you take a look, you know, at the technology itself and you say, well, you know, there is value. You know, in some sense, a technology like this where AI can create an avatar can help a person ease through a transition and maybe manage a situation where there's terminal illness and even preserve these stories for the next generation. I get it. There is value there. But like you said, I think also some real risk. If people start to substitute these avatars for real people, it'll insulate us from real relationships and maybe even fool us into thinking we can keep a person alive. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned grief, Ryan, right? And grief has been around as long as we have. It's an ancient ache, and it is fundamental, and it is painful, and yet it's also very necessary for a person to learn that they have to go on without somebody that was very close to them. So three steps in grief, typically speaking. You first have to make sense of it or find meaning in it. That the loss happened. Number two, you got to accept it, that the loss is permanent and irreversible, however hard the circumstance. And finally, three, you got to reconnect with other people and not replace the original relationship, but find new relationships and connections for healing and support. Now, the problem that you just mentioned is an AI tool like this can actually confuse a person going through the grief process or even freeze grief from happening, or at worst become an avoidance mechanism. And I think that's what we have to guard against, is using a tool like this can be helpful, but it can't be a substitute. And we have to recognize that the grieving process needs to occur and probably will occur for all of us at some point in our lives.
You know, and I think what we find in today's world is that definition of real is changing in a way how we look at it. So some would look at it and say, you know, if it gives me the same feel of talking to a loved one, then that's real to me. So real it is. And how, so the way that we look at these things, we trick ourselves, we fool ourselves. And it's, again, I just don't look at it as a healthy whatsoever. So when you're working with different relationships that people have, that's got to be tough sometimes, because when they're redefining what real is and what a relationship is, it seems like it's a moving target to some people when really it should be more clearly defined.
You're spot on. And I think that's the challenge, right? Is that AI can help us build a version of something, nearly anything, that's perfect to our own expectations. We define it, we set rules around it, and it meets us exactly with what we're wanting. But the problem is that, you know, relational fulfillment is a two-way street, and it's not all taking. And what I mean by that is, you know, we take from AI a lot of reassurance and confidence that, you know, an echo chamber can keep giving us what we want. But that's only half of it, because in real relationships, you also derive a tremendous amount of value by giving away to another person a feeling of being seen and heard and appreciated. And no human being can give that back to AI. It, as it's currently coded, it's not wired to receive that. And I think that's why real relationships and human interaction is so critically valuable, is because AI can only deliver half of the loop.
Yeah. Think about when you call a company and it brings the hold message on and it says, say one for English, say your name, say your phone number, where it's sophisticated enough where it can hear your response and understand what you're saying. That's AI. And imagine, let's say in a relation, like a work relationship that you may have with a boss, imagine if that was substituted with the same sort of model where your boss is now this computer algorithm. And think about how much lousier work environment would be if that was the interactions you've had with either coworkers or a boss. It's kind of a scary thought. Why would you want to introduce that into your family life? Because this is something you should hold a lot more sacred. That I would find that it would probably be much more healthier to put safeguards up against things like this. Because if you wouldn't accept it in a professional level, you shouldn't accept it on a personal level.
I love your word, sacred. And I think that's one of these messages we routinely share, is that mortality, however painful it is vital, is critical to preserving the quality of love and relationships and life itself. I mean, that life is finite is real, but that also makes it rich and special and precious. And people would no sooner want to interact with an avatar at work than they would around the Thanksgiving dinner table. I mean, it's not real relationship. And AI doesn't help develop any of the skills we need to find richness in life. Seeing, hearing, learning, accepting, forgiving other people is vital. And AI doesn't sharpen our saw with respect to any of those things.
Right. You know, if people wanted to look you up online, you said quantumconnections.com. Is that the best way?
That is. Quantumconnections.com. And whether we're talking personal development or organizational development, we're happy to talk, coach, and equip people to get even more out of life in those relationships.
Right. It's a hard time during Thanksgiving for a lot of people. This could be a tempting idea to play around with. One person, I was looking at our text line here, and people are saying things like, you know, what I would give for my brother to hear his voice one more time, or one person said it's like a high-tech seance. And the way that they're analyzing this, I think that a lot of people are probably feeling the same way that I do about it. But the way time will go on, it could change. I mean, this could become the new norm. And I think it's very necessary for people to put up these safeguards in their lives to make sure they don't get caught up into something that would be emotionally damaging to them.
I think so. Here's my prediction. I think the first wave of adoption is going to be a little messy. And I think people will flock to the convenience, maybe in front of their better judgment. I think over time, though, we've seen it in the past with other technologies, I think norms will catch up, right? Today, we understand that not every photo deserves to get posted online and that laws have appeared around, you know, the use of DNA and biometrics. And even with respect to digital business, we've adopted, you know, a way to do things in a paperless world. I think that'll map over and kind of show up with this AI application too. I think we'll kind of adopt end dates so that these things aren't perpetual, that there's, you know, ethical designs around this being a resource or a tool and not a replacement. And finally, cultural etiquette. I think we're going to quickly adopt a place where you don't bring your AI avatar to the dinner table to join in the conversation. I think it's going to happen over time.
Right. Yeah. AI avatar to the dinner table. Well, you see that sometimes, you know, on message boards, people going out with, you know, stuffed animals and things like that or whatever. I don't know how to put it, but people have these stand-ins for people that they've built these relationships with. And it's so easy because if you look at your phone, I mean, from an outside observer, they may look at that and say, you already have a relationship with your phone. This is no different than how you already use it. So it's kind of a scary thought. Maybe it could put us all into some perspective. By the way, one more time, the website if people wanted to look you up?
Is quantumconnections.com.
Dr. Jonathan Thorpe, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Ryan. Good day.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD. Looking at some of the other text messages coming in, thank you for those. It says this AI app is very disrespectful to loved ones who have passed. This is insane. Another text message. I think it should be a law. AI audio should have a disclaimer at the beginning saying this is AI generated, and AI video should have a visible tag on it. One person said, or on the screen to let viewers know that the AI is generated or altered. I think that was Sora is a big video creation tool. They have the watermark right on it. I don't know if sometimes you can get around it, apparently, if you generate it a certain way. What you find online anymore is a bunch of AI-generated garbage. So it's become so easy and over-the-counter for people to generate these things that what I find, at least, is my social media viewing. If I see a video, I just automatically assume it's not real. It's my default setting anymore. And let me put this out there. One day I won't be around. One day I'll be gone. It just happens to all of us. I don't want my kids to use my AI voice and allow it to be going out forever after death. Don't like it. I don't want that happening. I don't want companies to get the bright idea that we're just going to take the voice and model it and use your voice over and over. I don't like it. So I would say no to that. I think you should have control over yourself, meaning you would need explicit written permission to generate these things, which I don't think many of these AI video generators have that type of safeguard in place. So if you're gone and you don't have permission, but they're going to allow it anyway, that's a little bit weird. It just doesn't feel right, at least for the sense of consent. I want to give you, just real quick, because I know we only have a few minutes, I want to give you the best pro tip for Thanksgiving. And I've mentioned this on the show before, but if you're listening to me and maybe you don't remember last Thanksgiving, that's a year ago, I barely remember it, but look me up online at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. But this is what I do heading into Thanksgiving. And once I tell you this tip, it's going to change the way you strategize your meal. So when you're at a buffet and you get a plate, they always put the good stuff at the end. So you load up on the cheap stuff, the filling stuff, but you want to get to the prime rib first, right? You want to get to the fried chicken, whatever the good stuff is on that buffet line. This is what I'm going to propose to you during Thanksgiving. When you're looking at your plates, and let's say it's a buffet style where they have all the different crock pots and meals, and you get up and you fill your plate and you go back and sit down. That's how a lot of people handle it. If you got a lot of family members, they don't put everything on the table. It's not like the old way where you just reach over, you know, Aunt Betty to get something. So this is what I'm going to tell you. Get the plate. You don't have to worry about you know, cutting to the end of the line to get the good stuff. The good stuff's going to be there. You're not fighting like it's a big buffet. But what I'm going to tell you is when you go to that family member's house, or if it's your house, bring your own personal gravy boat. Bring your own gravy boat. When you fill up your food, don't worry about putting gravy on top. Bring a gravy boat. Go to where the gravy is. Scoop a couple of ladles into it. Take it back to the table. And then put the gravy on your food at your leisure. If you want a little bit more, it's right there. Boom. You don't have to get up. I'm telling you right now, adding the gravy at the table, as opposed to when you're standing in line and there's people behind you and you're trying to rush the process, this is a game changer. And it'll be right there within arm's length. Oh, I wish I had a little bit more gravy. Wait a minute. I do. Right over the turkey, right over the stuffing, right over the cranberry sauce, whatever you want. I'm telling you, tomorrow, try this. Bring your own personal gravy boat. It is a Thanksgiving Day game changer. I'm serious. We have another hour of The Tara Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in on WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.